And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, David James talks about a deal.
I think of my long-dead father every time I see a British sports car. He traded a doctor's Buick for one at age 43, came roaring down the driveway in a red Austin Healey, 1957. My mother and two sisters thought he'd gone mad. I loved it. By the time I was in high school 3 years later, it had acquired four novelty horns, a wolf whistle, vacuum operated, an auga, a realistic cattle call, and a limousine horn, dan 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 dan, and blue and gold racing stripes, my school colors. It almost served to buy him back from a life of dedicated alcoholism. But in the end, there was no deal. Happy were Dad attending and Son serving 6:30 a.m. daily mass. I volunteered for this unsought-after duty so I could accompany him on pre-dawn medical doctor's rounds to Emory University Hospital. I always held my breath as Dad zoomed the Austin Healey, top down in rain or shine, right at the semaphore barrier to the doctor's parking lot, clearing underneath it by only an inch or two. We would laugh our heads off, then go to Mass at St. Thomas More, where often nuns were the only other concelebrants. He joined the nuns, my daily oppressors in elementary school, at the communion rail, and, as an altar boy, I would hold the paten under his chin, lest the sacred host drop, and whispered to him with the priest, Domini nunsum dignus, sed tantum dic verbo, et sanabitur anima mea. O Lord, I am not worthy, but say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Even as a sixth grader, I knew all the prescribed Latin of the Mass. Added to the thrill of participating in the sacred ritual was the satisfaction of doing something well for my father. He didn't know how to serve Mass. But I couldn't make a deal with God. Happy was our mad overnight dash to Sebring for the 12-hour race in 1957. I froze in the Healey all night. When I awoke Saturday morning, I thought I was in heaven. It was a country of orange groves to the horizon. Being March, they were in bloom, and the scent, never mind the sight, of the blossoms was a reverential experience. Later, we watched Phil Hill, Sterling Moss, and the Rodriguez brothers, Pedro and Ricardo, and others battle it out there in central Florida in Ferraris, Aston Martins, Porsches, Jaguars, the whole gamut of exotic cars, and Austin Healey's. But I could not make a deal with life. Happy were Saturday excursions, just the two of us again, to little go-kart tracks out in the Georgia sticks, with the cart balanced on the back seat of the Healey, tied at the bumper, a lifeboat suspended from the rear of a landlocked yacht. Or was the Healey itself the lifeboat for a son's race for his father's reclamation? But I could not make the deal to win him back to the earth. Awful were my parents' martini arguments, slamming them back day after hard day. The fuel was six parts Gordon and one part dry vermouth. Twist of lemon, over not in, stirred not shaken. Martini drinkers saw themselves as members of a club with Churchill, Hemingway, and Clark Gable. These nights always ended in screaming, hate-filled resentments whose causes I could only guess. I remember those fights from back when I was three. My only defense then was to shrink to the size of a mouse, but I could not make a deal with the trap. He died for the last time, a month after the birth of my son, his first grandchild, never redeemed, never reclaimed, the South's foremost liver disease specialist of cirrhosis. I learned the moving finger rites and having writ moves on, nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
My father always
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.